Going into yesterday's caucuses, the big question for many Utah Republicans was whether Ted Cruz would win all 40 of the state's GOP delegates. In the end, he did, thanks to a record number of caucus-goers who weighed in. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
The Anyone But Trump movement has been big in Utah, so both supporting frontrunner Donald Trump and stopping him from leading the party's ticket in November drove record numbers of Republicans to Tuesday's presidential preference polls. Many were like the son of the GOP's 2012 nominee for president, Mitt Romney. Josh Romney urged his precinct in Holiday to choose Texas Senator Ted Cruz over Ohio Governor John Kasich to give Cruz all of Utah's Republican delegates.
I assure you, he can be stopped. He's on his way to get the nomination. It's going to be close. We've got to do everything we can to stop him. And it starts here.
Mainstream Republicans began touting Cruz last week as the best way to blunt Trump's path to the party's nomination. Getting more than half of the GOP caucus votes allows the winner to take all. Terrell Clark attended a caucus in Draper.
I'm here because I don't want Trump. I don't. I think he's egocentric, no boundaries, no filter.
Utah House Speaker Greg Hughes is one of the few prominent Utah politicians publicly backing Trump. He said the billionaire candidate has energized Republicans, and he credited the switch from a June primary to March caucuses this year for making Utahns feel important.
I'll tell you what's so exciting. In a 24-hour period, we had every candidate, with the exception of one, from both parties here to fight for the support and vote of Utahns. What a historic time.
At the caucus Hughes attended, people lined up to register as Republicans so they could participate. And precincts scrambled to get all the ballots they needed. Judy Faze, KUER News.